Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on launch of new projects in Bihar and West Bengal to accelerate the pace of development. The participants are K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated developmental projects in Bihar worth 13,000 crore rupees belonging to multiple sectors like power, road, health, urban development and water supply. Well, that was in the morning. Later in the day, he gifted connectivity projects worth around 5,200 crore rupees to the people of West Bengal. What do these development projects mean for the people of Bihar and West Bengal? Is this a reflection of the Prime Minister's vision of a Viksit Bharat 2047? Well, for this and more, we have with us senior political analyst Shri K.G. Suresh ji to throw more light on this. Welcome, Suresh ji, to Akashvani studio.
Thank you.
Suresh ji, could you give us an overview of the projects inaugurated in Bihar by the Prime Minister today?
Absolutely. I think that this is in sync with the Prime Minister's policy of, you know, he has always talked about not just look east, but also act east. It has been his concern that while the western part of the country had developed, whether it is Maharashtra, Gujarat, but he had always felt that, you know, states like Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha, they were lagging behind. And earlier also, if you remember long back, they were in fact termed as Bimaru states with B standing for Bihar.
Yes.
And that was
yes.
the kind of track record it had. So obviously the Prime Minister's focus had always been on the poorer states, the backward states. And he has even, in fact, he instead of calling them backward districts, he renamed the backward districts as aspirational districts. So he has always been kind of very proactive about it. And his focus has been on infrastructure, because once infrastructure development takes place, then you know that investment, industrialization, they are natural corollaries. So he, and whether it is in terms of health, whether it is in terms of roads, highways, telecom, electricity. So today's projects involve housing. Today's projects involved a cancer hospital in the name of Homi Baba with advanced research facilities. Today's facilities involved railway projects connecting the tourism, because investment has to come in, economy has to improve, and he has been focusing on the development. And similarly, when he went to Kolkata also, he used to talk about cooperative federalism, wherein the focus is not just on states which are ruled by his own NDA, BJP-led National Democratic Alliance, but also states which are ruled by the parties which are in opposition at the center. So when it comes to that, the NDA government has never discriminated, unlike in the past, that today he has focused on these two eastern states and brought many projects for them.
Prime Minister's favorite slogan has been Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas, pointing to an all-inclusive growth, and that is why he had the inauguration of Grah Pravesh of about 16,000 beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. Let's see what the Prime Minister has to say on this.
Mera ek bada sankalp hai. Jab tak har jarooratmand ko pakka ghar nahi mil jata, Modi chain se nahi baithega. Pichle 11 saal mein 4 crore se adhik garibon ko pakke ghar banakar de diye gaye, aur humne sirf 4 diware nahi di balki un gharon ke saath garib ko uska swabhiman diya hai.
Sureshji, Bihar has always been top on the tourist circuit, especially when it comes to spiritual tourism, because there is something for everybody. We have the Bodh Gaya, where Bhagwan Buddha attained enlightenment. We have the Mahabodhi Temple, UNESCO World Heritage Site. At Patna, we have the birthplace of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, Takht Shri Patna Sahib. We also have the ancient Nalanda University.
Even Mahavir Jain.
Yes, that's right. When the Prime Minister flagged off trains like Amrit Bharat Express between Gaya Ji and Delhi, you think this can give a good fillip to the tourism sector in Bihar?
Absolutely. You see, Bihar is the cradle of civilization. Whether it is Nalanda and Vikramashila, whether it is, you know, ancient sites like that, or very, very holy spots such as Gayaji for the Hindu community, you know, where people go to make their offerings to their ancestors, whether it is Bodh Gaya, where Bhagwan Buddha attained moksha or salvation, nirvana, he attained enlightenment, or whether it is Patna Sahib, as you rightly pointed out, Bihar has been a spiritual center and people from all over the world come here. It is but natural that they look forward to good facilities. And when you have investments in tourism, that means you are generating employment for the local youth. When you invest in infrastructure, that means the facilities in the states, the state goes up. That means that, you know, more and more people get involved in the economy. You know, money is spent. So I believe that the more number of tourists come there, the more money they spend there, the local people are going to benefit. The state is going to benefit. And certainly the developmental level also, as you rightly pointed out, the Prime Minister is very particular that it's not just about house. House we have been talking for decades. But now the focus is on a very good living standard that includes electricity, that includes internet facility, that includes under the Ujjwala Yojana cooking gas facility at home. So you are looking at development from a 360 degree view. No, and that includes toilets. That is why he talks about Swabhiman. Because when your women folk go out in the early morning to defecate in the open, there cannot be anything more shameful than that. We have got rid of that. We are now open defecation free in almost all parts of the country. This has been achieved because of our focus on under the Swachh Bharat mission. We have been working on that. So I think that, you see, when you look at Viksit Bharat 2047, you know, it is not in isolation. It has to be an economic growth. It has to be a social growth. It has to be a multi-pronged growth. So you need a multi-pronged approach. And that is what the Prime Minister has focused on.
Absolutely. We can say that when it comes to infrastructure, the country is on a roll now. Let's see what the Prime Minister has to say on the various projects that he inaugurated in Bihar.
Bihar ki double engine sarkar lagatar kaam kar rahi. Ek hi din mein 12,000 crore rupiye ki pariyojanaon ka lokarpan hua hai. Inme urja, स्वास्थ्य और शहरी विकास के जुड़े कई बड़े प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं. इनसे बिहार के उद्योगों को ताकत मिलेगी और युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के नए अवसर भी बनेंगे.
Sureshji, when we talk about development, especially in Bihar, we also hope that as the state progresses, as the state develops, that will put a halt on migration as employment increases because of tourism, because of electricity, as the Prime Minister inaugurated the 660 megawatt Buxar thermal power plant. So everything is interrelated.
Absolutely. This entire rural-urban, you know, that movement. And if you see, it is brain drain. The best of Bihar's brain are serving in different parts of the country, from Delhi to Bangalore. Then their labor power, which is their biggest strength. Today, the agricultural fields in Punjab, in Kashmir, in many other parts of the country won't be able to survive if not from because of the labor from Bihar. The construction industry is dependent on that. Now, if this energy, this massive human resource is put into use for the development of Bihar itself, you can imagine the dividends it would pay. So naturally, the Prime Minister's focus is that, whether it is in terms of capital investment or in terms of infrastructure, the people of Bihar are able to get a conducive atmosphere for their growth and advancement within their own state. Right. That is the whole idea. So that Bihar is not deprived of its best talents. They don't have to go out for everything out of Bihar. In fact, the ideal thing is that people go to Bihar not just for tourism, not just for spirituality. But I believe, I look forward to the day when, given the kind of investments that are being made, I look at the day when people would be going to Bihar for treatment. People would be going to Bihar for software. People would be going to Bihar for other development related work.
Yes, you mentioned treatment, and a very important aspect of today's inauguration was of Homi Bhabha Cancer Hospital and Research Center Muzaffarpur, which the Honorable Prime Minister inaugurated.
Bihar mein behtar swasthya suvidhaon ke liye aaj yahan hospital aur research center ka udghatan bhi hua hai. Ab Bihar ke logon ko cancer ke ilaaj ke liye ek aur suvidha mil gayi hai. गरीब के जीवन से मुश्किलें दूर करना, महिलाओं के जीवन को आसान बनाना, मुझे यही काम करने में सबसे ज्यादा खुशहाली होती है.
We have a correspondent Dharmendra ji who sent us this report from Bihar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, during his visit to Bihar, inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of projects worth over 13,000 crore rupees. He stated that the six-lane bridge built over the Ganga River will accelerate the development of both North and South Bihar. The Prime Minister said that with the development of infrastructure, tourism and industrial growth will gain momentum. The Prime Minister also criticized the opposition over the issue of intrusion and said a demography commission will be set up to address this problem.
The Prime Minister also inaugurated projects worth 5,200 crore rupees in West Bengal. Suresh ji, when inauguration of Sialda Esplanade section and Beleghatta Hemanta Mukhopadhyay section, Noapada Jai Hind Biman Bandar section, the Honorable Prime Minister inaugurated metro lines in Kolkata today.
Kolkata mein bhi metro ka lagatar vistar hua hai. आज भी कोलकाता के मेट्रो रेल नेटवर्क के में करीब 14 किलोमीटर की नई लाइनें जुड़ रही है। कोलकाता मेट्रो से 7 नए स्टेशन जुड़ रहे हैं। ये सारे काम कोलकाता के लोगों की ईज ऑफ लिविंग को बढ़ाने वाले हैं।
इनॉग्रेशन ऑफ वेरियस लाइंस टुक प्लेस टुडे। व्हाट वुड इट मीन फॉर द पर्सन इन वेस्ट बंगाल, फॉर द पीपल इन वेस्ट बंगाल? ऑल्सो देयर वाज फाउंडेशन स्टोन लेइंग ऑफ सिक्स लेन एलिवेटेड कोना एक्सप्रेसवे नेशनल हाईवे 12।
No doubt about it, you see, because over the years it has become so crowded, congested. People do not have the kind of infrastructure for transportation which is required in a mega metro like Kolkata. And this is going to be a boon. This particular, you know, the sections that have now been included in the Kolkata metro, which is India's oldest metro. So these facilities are certainly going to benefit the people of Kolkata. And please remember, like the way Kolkata is, you have tickets starting from rupees 5 to rupees 70 for this. And I think that, you know, it is going to be immensely, particularly for the commuters in Kolkata. Once you have better facilities, you would have more investments in Kolkata. And as I said, this is a venture. The metros are a venture between the state and central governments. And certainly both the center and the state have cooperated. And this is an example of what the Prime Minister used to say, cooperative federalism, and also reflects the fact that when it comes to development, there is no compromise. There is no discrimination. We are looking at Viksit Bharat, not just one part of the country, but the whole of the country. And the Prime Minister's visit, his focus on the eastern states is very clearly evident. And his inaugurating the expressway also is going to certainly improve connectivity. It is going to reduce the cost. It is going to help hugely the transportation in those areas. And I believe that this is certainly going to, in terms of infrastructure, enable West Bengal to go in for more industrialization, more manufacturing sector. And certainly it is going to benefit the state of West Bengal.
Yes, indeed. A 7 kilometer long, 6 lane elevated Kona Expressway, we assume, will reduce traffic congestion and vehicle emissions and improve air quality and boost tourism prospects. Our correspondent from West Bengal, Kalyanji, has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and flagged off 3 metro services. He also took a metro ride from the Jessore Road metro station to Jai Hind Biman Bandar in the Noapara Jai Hind Biman Bandar Yellow Line section. The Prime Minister also inaugurated a subway at the Howrah metro station. He also laid the foundation stone of a 6-lane elevated Kona Expressway of length 7 kilometers in National Highway 12. It will enhance connectivity between Howrah, surrounding rural areas and Kolkata.
Thank you, Sureshi, for talking to us and sparing your precious time and updating us with an overview of the Prime Minister's visit to Bihar and West Bengal in inaugurating various projects there. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on launch of new projects in Bihar and West Bengal to accelerate the pace of development. The participants were K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.